Yeah, we're in.
That's all I see now. Everywhere I go, that's all I see.
Muting them for a second. You bringing me up? All right. Bacatero Live Wednesday and Friday night on WTPRN. Wednesday night's Digital Basics. Activist Media Training right here live. It's 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock midnight. Friday night's Atero Live on Restore the Republic for the RTR Media Initiative, talking all things Restore the Republic. As you know, Aaron Russo, one of the granddaddy-os of this movement, a passionate supporter of Ed and Elaine Brown, wanted nothing but peace and love and the best for that family. I know he's looking down on y'all right now and giving you a measure of protection. If whatever he could do, you know the big guy's doing it. If he's got any sway, you know he's pulling it right now upstairs. That's kind of comforting, you know?
Absolutely.
Miss Aaron Russo. Back to the story, back to the line. Terry, how did you get let out? How did that actual transition come about from them threatening you and your family and telling you to shut up and manage what you were trying to say to your dangerous, horrible, criminal mind, and you're crazy and your friends are crazy, but go on home?
What I think it was, you know, I was being, you know, courteous. I was being respectful.
Good for you.
You know, And I think maybe, you know, they felt, well, you know, we got this guy and you know, we can get information out of him because we pushed on him. And I think they, you know, they just let me go so that they can, you know, maybe, you know, start bleeding information from me. And he called me a few times after the fact and, you know, he said, well, did you go up there? Did you bring arms? And, you know, when you went up with these other people, did you bring, you know, fire weapons and other. And when he started asking me questions like that, that's when I told him, you know, I really, you know, don't quite understand completely my legal rights, and I don't think I should talk to you anymore unless I have an attorney. And that's when he told me, no, you don't need an attorney. You just need to shut your mouth and stay out of this. But he didn't say stay out of this. He used a bunch of these expressive terms that we use when we're frustrated. So why I was let go, you know, that's
was
totally...
he yelling at you? I mean, was he hot, like overtly hostile, wants to kick your ass, screaming at you, drooling in your face, or was he very calm and measured? How was this delivered? And then when he actually came to let you go, I mean, what'd they do? Give you a ride home? Give you
Hello?
$5 and say, go get an ice cream cone? Understand how something like this goes down. Tell us what happened.
Well, it just, after all this, they,
yeah,
you know, they said, I'm going to give you a pass. I'm here. Do you hear me?
Terry.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hello? Do you hear me?
Hey, yes, I hear you. You're fine.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Okay, I'm here.
I hear everybody fine.
Okay, all right. They said, well, you know, since you cooperated, you know, basically knock it in their face. From what I'm understanding, Danny was really in their face. Danny was being like, I know my rights. You know, he was just going at him, and, you know, and he even said Danny was crazy. He said he's all over the map, you know. So, you know, kudos to Danny for, you know, standing up for himself And he said, I'm going to give you a pass. I'm going to let you go, but you better not talk about this to anybody. You better go away, and you better shut your mouth. And that's the second time when he said, you know, if you talk about this, I will hunt you down, I will destroy you. So then they took me back to the house where everybody's still, you know, going through the house. And then the FBI guy called the cab and said, you need to leave. So Danny's dad, he fronted me some cash to get a hotel and a flight out, and then here I am at home, kind of just, you know, in shock. I can't describe how I'm feeling. It's almost like you're in a whole make believe experience. It's like, did this just happen? Did I have these sharpshooters sitting in the doorway with their gun facing right at you? Did I have handcuffs on my body? Did they yell at me? Did they threaten my life? That is what is the most surreal part for me, is I'm looking at this guy, okay? This big guy. I mean, I wouldn't try to pick on him on the street. I mean, I'd pretty much let him. So anyway, I'm looking at his badge, and I'm reading U.S. Marshal, and I'm hearing him threaten my life and my future if I say anything, if I make a documentary film. That's where he crossed the line for me. And you know what? They're going to come after me. I know it. And they're going to say everything in the book. They're going to find out the last time I cut a fart and who I did it in front of. They're going to come after me. There's no doubt in my mind. But I don't have a concern about that as much as I have a concern about the truth. And people like Danny Riley, okay, when I was naked, you clothed me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. And what Danny Riley did was help Ed and Elaine. He was supportive to them. He cared for them. He went above and beyond. And to know that these guys are bullying these people and bullying all of us and trying to scare us into shutting our mouth. And you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm worried about Danny. I'm worried about Reno. I'm worried about all these people. And most foremost, I am concerned about Ed and Elaine because I think they're going to move.
Absolutely.
And they're going to move quickly.
Jeez, I tell you. You know, and
let's take some calls.
Gary,
hold on. Is that Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, real Sarah, quick, go just ahead with your comment, and then we're going to take to a call here with Ron in Alaska. Bill Riley, continue, please.
Well, you know, I went over to the house about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night on the day it happened, and I parked the car around the block and I walked around and they were still there. They had all the lights on in the house. They were still there. Looked like evidence collectors or whatever.
Yeah.
So I went home. Next morning I went up there early in the morning on my way to work and talked to my dad. They cut open Danny's safe. They took all his guns. They took his computer, which of course they can mine the hard drives now for whatever, who knows what. Took all his guns, took everything. So
They can put whatever they want on there. That's a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
And my father, he was kind of chuckling because he said they had a hard time getting the safe open. They were struggling with that for about an hour, trying to get that thing cut open.
The biggest struggle was them getting the search warrant to do it.
Yeah, I mean, they could get a warrant for everything now. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, but they took all that. They took his hard drive, you know. It's like Alex says, it's an information war going on.
Absolutely.
With these guys. It's absolutely insane. But
and I'll be on Alex's show on Sunday, you know, just FYI, his KLBJ show. So I'll be talking more about what's happened, you know, to support
everyone. Great. Great. Actually, Ed, have you had any other contact or interviews or information or websites or anything that you want to point us to? As Ed? Ed Brown, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any more information, or are you going to be on any radio shows or TV? Has the press contacted you? Has anything been going on? Should we keep our eye out for anything coming up in the next day or so from you in the media?
We have our little jamboree tomorrow, and we did have...
That's tomorrow, right? I heard about that.
Right. Some of the guests have already arrived.
Outstanding.
One federal helicopter went over during the day early this morning, We had some people in the woods, I should say, probably at about 2,000 feet away, I guess. Four people anyway. But, yeah, it's been
Ed, can we take some calls?
Yes, sir. Please do. It's interesting to hear what they have to say.
Let's go to Ron in Arkansas. Welcome to Otero Live on WTPRN. You're here with Ed Brown, Terry Melton, and Bill Riley. Ron, your thoughts tonight?
That was, well, for starters, I was thinking it's rather warm here in Alaska. But as far as it being an information war, that's not an information war. That's outright war that they're waging now. I don't think we need any more of a declaration of war than that, than what we've already had. May I give my personal opinion?
Please do.
My personal opinion is that the freedom movement as a whole should publicly declare that the U.S. Marshal Service has 10 days to hang this guy out to dry, publicly fire him and prosecute him, or resign, because war is beginning to start and U.S. Marshals are targets, as well as BATFE, FBI, DEA, you name it. They want to go to war with us? We ought to give it to them.
I think that's already a given. I think they've already initiated, they've already fired the first shots where they blew up the World Trade Center. They had it years earlier, but that was the most recent event. Now they're killing Americans by the thousands, so I think we better start paying closer attention. War has been declared. I agree with you. And next move is theirs.
Actually, I think Terry, the next move should be ours, instead of just sitting around waiting for them to come and pick us off one by one. We should start picking them off one by one.
You should not allow it. You take the stand. That's what everybody should be doing now, is taking the stand just like we're doing here. The next one who fires the next shot loses. Listen to that very carefully. The next one who fires the next shot loses. It'll have to come from them, because it isn't going to come from this side. Unless you are in a situation where somebody is attacking you with guns, you have every right under the law to use lethal force, against anyone if you know you have not committed a crime. That is the law. Read it in your own state statutory law. Read it under the law of nations. Read it under the Constitution. Both state and nation, it's all there.
But provocative. Wow, this is heavy.
I'm sure you have other callers. I've said my piece.
Ron, I appreciate the call tonight. Thank you for expressing your opinion.
Hey.
Carl in Montreal, this is Otero Live. Welcome. We have Ed Brown, Terry Melton, and Bill Riley on with you. What's on your mind?
I have a story I want to share. First of all, I'm an American who came to Canada. I've been speaking out against 9/11 and the Bush regime, even before Bush was brought into the White House. I've been detained by immigration here. Back in 1999, I put some articles.
Right, Carl, I recognize you. Right.
I do support, Ed Brown. It's good he's standing up for the truth, but don't let the government provoke you into, retaliating, because they'll just use that as a pretext to crack down and,
Exactly. We're fully aware of that.
That's what Ed's point is that whoever fires the next shot loses.
Yeah,
exactly.
And in the paper, I haven't said this to Ed Brown, but this has been up here in Canada. They've been pushing in today's newspaper, actually, the Montreal Gazette, they've been pushing the religious issue. And back in 2002, President Bush made comments about getting rid of false religion and other comments on religion. And up here in Canada, they've been arguing this reasonable accommodation for immigrants. And an article in the paper today said all religion based on superstition. And there are people that want to do away with religion. I believe that this Antichrist system is what Bush is, all this stuff going on right now. I believe that we are, they are going to have to answer to God. And I believe that this... this is what's going on right now. We are, headed on that course, where the nations will war against the Almighty, like the Bible says.
What I think is going to happen? What I think is going to happen is that these people are going to be running with their knives facing at us, and they're going to fall, and they're going to do themselves in.
I believe that, too. I believe they're going to bring themselves right into judgment. All these people who call themselves Christians, these politicians, you know, they call themselves conservatives, they call themselves Christians, they're the very ones who are going to bring about the judgment, and they're going to bring themselves to an end. I believe they're leading the world to Armageddon, and Christ is going to do a battle with them, and they don't want to give up their sovereignty. They're oppressive, they're selfish. They want power, they want control, you know, and they have no concern about anybody, you know, but themselves. And I believe that, you know, they are going to lose.
Terry, did these gentlemen today, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Carl. I got a question from somebody on an IM. Thank you for calling in, Carl, if you want to hang out for a second. They were asking, did these guys identify themselves? Were they with the Marshal Service, as you were alluding? They identified themselves as Marshals. Did you catch a name? Did they have badges? What's the deal with that? Who were these guys?
What part and when they were interrogating me?
Yeah, when they took you in and were threatening you, yeah.
The local cops gave me their name. They said it briefly, and I don't remember their names, but I'm sure I can get them. The marshal just introduced himself as Greg. That's all he ever did is introduce himself. All these other people did not introduce themselves. They didn't tell me who they were. They just were flashing their badges and, being in charge.
Okay, well, stick with us, Terry Melton, Ed Brown, Bill Riley. And back with your calls here on Otero Live Friday night. It's my honor to talk with these great Patriots. 888-202-1984. Give us a call when we get back after this. This is WTPRN.
Fabrique Nationale makes a rifle known as the Fusil Automatic Légère, or light automatic rifle, considered to be the right arm of what's left of the free world. If you're familiar with FNFAL, then visit gunpartsguy.com, an excellent source for parts, accessories, and technical support for all FAL rifles. If you'd like to modify or upgrade your FAL, the Gun Parts Guy has a great selection of new, refinished, and refurbished parts. The Gun Parts Guy doesn't have a federal firearms license, and he doesn't want one, but he is the source for parts and the best FAL kits today. Call James at 360-906-8369 or email gunpartsguy@hotmail.com. You'll be pleased with the personal care and technical support you get from the Gun Parts Guy. That number again, 360-906-8369. Whether you call or visit the website at gunpartsguy.com, be sure to mention WTPRN to get an additional 10% discount off their already low, low prices.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Deadline Live and Jack Blood are proud to announce our new bookstore. Okay, it's not really our online bookstore where you can get every title, book, and DVD you hear about on our live show. It's brought to you by the people at Brave New Books. BraveNewBookstore.com is the newest, bravest, and most complete bookstore online today. And their DVD selection has all the titles you need to decode the New World Order and fight the information war. BraveNewBookstore.com has awesome t-shirts to proudly display your patriotism and liberty stickers to alert the public at large. Brave New Books is physically located at 1904 Guadalupe Street under the Chase Bank Building next to UT in Austin, Texas. So stop on by and maybe stay for one of their film showings. Go to BraveNewBookstore.com now to peruse the virtual bookstore and look for the Jack Blood recommended section. Or call them at 866-516-6623. 866-516-6623 to order the books and videos you hear about on Deadline Live. Be the resistance. Tell your friends about BraveNewBookstore.com.
Listen to George Gordon live, taking your calls every Sunday night, 6 p.m., right here on We the People Radio Network.
Take every moment of these next days and think very clearly, very calmly, very rationally, very lovingly, with peace, with every bit of your being. And you look at your family and you touch them and you hug them and you smell them and you kiss them and you spend time with them and you show so much love and you get together and you prepare. This isn't going to just go away this time. What happened at Waco, what happened at Ruby Ridge, too many people have woke up since that time. Ed, myself, I am a peaceful man. I believe in following in the footsteps of Christ. I believe in nonviolence, with the exception of, as you say, self-defense. What is it about these people, Ed, in your estimation, that is making them do this? Are they deluded and simply off base, off track, confused, brainwashed? Or are we dealing with, as some people seem to think, out and outright demon possession? I mean, I know it's a heavy question, but who are we dealing with here, Ed? Hold on, we're losing you. We'll get you back here. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
If you read all the works of mankind to its entire, from its inception to today, see that there has always been a planned agenda for the overthrow of the world, the total submission of the world by a handful of people, a small group of people. It's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun anymore. And the only thing, the difference is that this time we know who they are. In the past, during all these great upheavals of civilizations that were destroyed and disappeared, nobody ever knew what was the cause. This time we know the cause. Yes, these people are demented. Yes, these people are Luciferian worshippers. Or the minions are just too stupid even to worship Lucifer. They're just following orders for money or personal enrichment. They believe in materialism, not spiritualism. Yes, they are here to take over all of our lives. And actually, part of their plan is to bring the population of the world down to less than 1 billion people. Well, golly gee, I wonder where I'm going to be included in that plan.
Well, I think they've already made their decision, Ed. Let's go to Brenda in Ohio. You are live right now with Ed Brown on Otero Live on the illustrious WTPRN radio network. Brenda in Ohio, go right ahead.
Hi, Brenda. Hello, Elaine and Ed. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Mad as hell, but all right. Tell you how much we appreciate you both and everyone that's with you right now. And we as the American people are standing right behind you 100%.
Appreciate it. I want your anger. Anger is good. It's healthy. Anger
yeah.
is like that. It's an upper.
I agree. And you're never alone in this protest. We're right behind you, and we're fighting for you.
Thank you.
And we love both of you very much, and we are here to take America back. We're going to do this.
Thank you very much.
So I want to say we love you and God bless you, and the prayers are with you, hon.
Thank you, dear.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, all right?
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Brenda, thank you so much for calling. Such a nice, friendly voice. That's what we need more of, that kind of love. Antonio in Michigan, you're on Otero Live with Ed Brown.
Hey, how's it going? Mr. Brown, I just want to say we all appreciate what you're doing. I was listening to the show a little while ago. Is there anybody that I can that needs to be contacted in Plainfield, New Hampshire that might be able to help? Or I heard you say something that something along the people need to contact so-and-so, but I wasn't able to catch the name.
To contact someone in Plainfield?
Yeah, I think you said there was a certain person that needs to be contacted. I think you shouted out a name, but I wasn't able to catch that name.
Yeah. Hey, Ed, I think that's on your website, and I think that's also on We the People Radio Network.
Guys, I think people destroyed that. They've arrested him.
I'm sorry, that phone was chopping up real bad. What'd you say?
I said they have arrested that contact. He was a commander of the Rangers in the state of Vermont.
Okay, so.
He was one of the people that they are claiming aid in the bed. No, they don't need him. They're not even filing charges on aid in the bedding. They're filing charges on some after the fact charge about something. It's some non crime. So we have lost that contact.
But you know, I just want to say, don't worry. We're continuing to fight for you because if we don't do something, this country is a lot of danger.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know what? Thank you for having me on the show, and you guys have a nice night.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Antonio, thank you for calling in. Terry.
Yeah.
Where do you personally go from here? I mean, I don't expect you to outline your plans over the next 48 hours for us, but tell us what's going to be on your mind, where you go from here in regards to, you know, reconciling. When you go to bed tonight, reconciling what happened today and what to look for tomorrow.
Truthfully, I'm being forced to take one day at a time, and that's all we got is right here, right now, this present moment. If I think about the future, you know, I'll be hiding under my bed and be freaked out. If I think about the past, you know, then that brings up things. Just living in the present now. You know, just living each moment as it comes is all I can do. Because if I try to do anything else, then I'm just worrying, I'm freaked out, and you know, I've had their gun facing my face now, and just the same way Danny, and the same way with Ed, and all these people that have gone through this. You know, when you get to a point where you see it, you see the monster, and you go up and you pinch him, and you know he's barking and screaming. There's a feeling you get to know within yourself that you're going to be okay. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm living one day at a time. I'm getting a lot of advice on what I should do. People are working on the legal angle. I know Danny's brother is trying to set up a legal fund for Danny Riley and the people that are involved in this situation. I think he needs to beat that drum. Billy, if you want to get out and talk about that. But it's just one day at a time. That's all I got. That's all I can do. And whatever happens, happens. I have to live my philosophy. I have to have a consistent philosophy. And I've spent too many of my years, trying to follow the crowd. And if I think this way, I do things this way, this person's going to like me or this person's going to like me. And I'm to the point now where I understand that I just have to follow this path that I'm on and just embrace it instead of be freaked out. And, you know, it could get really ugly. I mean, a lot of stuff could happen or nothing can happen. So if I just live in the right now, I live today, and I'm responsible with each action each and every day, then I have nothing to worry about and just deal with it one day at a time. They can take my life. They can take my life. They can take my things, but they can't take my soul.
Terry,
I would say that that happened to you for a reason. God has a plan for you. You don't know what it is yet, and you're absolutely right. Take it one day at a time because you've been exposed to the internals of this beast, and you're a videographer. You have talents. You have God-given skills, and you were put in a position, and I believe God has a plan for you.
Well, that would be great.
You're listening to Terra Live. We're going into break. Bill Riley, save that thought.
Yep.
Man.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Now you and your friends and family can enjoy the sweetest, cleanest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkey Light removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, yet leaves in the nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful, it can purify raw, untreated water from remote sources. The optional PF2 filter even removes fluoride. The Berkey Light has a rechargeable LED lighting system and an elevated base for use in places other than a countertop. To get your Berkey system, please visit We the People Radio Network at WTPRN.com and click the Berkey banner or call 512-646-6444. That's WTPRN.com or call 512-646-6444.
Fabrique Nationale makes a rifle known as the Fusil Automatic Leger, or Light Automatic Rifle, considered to be the right arm of what's left of the free world. If you're familiar with FNFAL, then visit GunPartsGuy.com, an excellent source for parts, accessories, and technical support for all FAL rifles. If you'd like to modify or upgrade your FAL, the Gun Parts Guy has a great selection of new, refinished, and refurbished parts. The Gun Parts Guy doesn't have a federal firearms license, and he doesn't want one, but he is the source for parts and the best FAL kits today. Call James at 360-906-8369 or email gunpartsguy@hotmail.com. You'll be pleased with the personal care and technical support you get from the Gun Parts Guy. That number again, 360-906-8369. Whether you call or visit the website at gunpartsguy.com, be sure to mention WTPRN to get an additional 10% discount off their already low, low prices.
Uncover the Truth with Catherine Albright, live from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., Monday to Friday, right here on We the People Radio Network.
If we embrace free trade,
prosperity from free and fair trade.
Welcome back to Otero Live, Friday nights, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on WTPRN. God bless the people of WTPRN, my extended family, my Patriot family. It's an honor to be on this network. It is an honor to be serving my country and my family and my God with the God-given gift of gab that I do have. I'm proud to be a part of this. I'm proud to be handling the part of the torch that, and this bit of the spark that Aaron Russo passed on to me. I'm proud to be associated with Restore the Republic, Reclaim Our America. Who? We just had Sherry Jackson up here at our first congressional forum. 234 elected officials in the 5th congressional district. Terry Melton, Bill Riley, 234 received a written letter about ReclaimOurAmerica.org, an educational forum featuring Sherry Jackson, and an open discussion about all of the principles held and put forth in America Freedom to Fascism, along with a copy of the DVD and a direct invitation. 234 sheriffs, county commissioners, local press, state representatives, and congresspeople. 234 representatives. 234 people. You know how many elected officials showed up last night in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania? Take a guess, Terry Melton.
I don't know. You tell me.
Bill Riley, what do you think? You want to take? You want to venture a guess, a stab at that one?
Yeah, goose egg.
One. We had one county commissioner show up. He said he was going to show up. He showed up. He gave a speech. He really didn't say anything in the speech, and then he left. But I got to give him. The guy's got some kahunas. He walked into it. And I don't have my notes in front of me. I was just burning the DVD down before my show. I can't remember what his name was. If anybody's there, Quince, if you're listening, from Reclaim Our America, Ed, if you're listening, anybody, call in and remind us who that gentleman was. Sherry Jackson was great. We had about 80 people show up from the general community and a population that we invited from our elected officials. Out of 234, only a handful, I'm talking four or five, maybe six, seven tops, actually called back and said, sorry, I can't make it. So almost 200 of them just completely ignored it. Just ignored it. Absolutely ignored it. Well, wait a minute. Actually, I'm probably wrong. I bet they didn't just ignore it. I'm sure they're moving pretty quickly right now, about now. A lot
of them.
Well,
you forgot to include the words fundraiser.
Yeah, that's what I was, you know.
That's good.
That's it. If I want to get their attention, I got to tell them, come to a freaking picnic.
Well, tell them Paris Hilton's going to be there too, you know.
And he's slugging down the greasy roast pork, right? I'd pay to see that. Guys, God love you. I cannot believe, in the face of what you're facing, this positive spirit that you have. I can feel it over the phone. Listeners, we want you to give a call in and talk with these brave men. 888-202-1984. That's 888-202, of course, 1984. And if you are using unlimited long distance and or you live in the Austin area, please use the direct line at 512-646-1984. The toll-free line is open. Give a call. We want results, and we demand responsibility on the behalf of our leadership in this country. And they need to step forth, and they need to protect these people. Terry, you have an opportunity to reach out directly in regards to your local and county and state law enforcement officials. What can you say directly to them tonight about your situation and the plight that Edney Lane Brown and your friends and family are in?
Well, you know, I have a dear friend. Her name is Leah, and you know, she's been a really good friend, and she's taught me a lot about, you know, having character and integrity, and she has a saying, you know, what does freedom look like? And, you know, sadly to say, most, you know, these politicians that are in charge, you know, they think freedom, you know, is, you know, the way they're trying to paint it on everybody else with all this groupthink. I think, you know, where we start running into problems is when we start, you know, telling people what freedom is supposed to look like. In other words, you know, they say, hold on. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
Continue.
Okay, sorry about that.
We lost Ed, by the way, if you're listening, folks. We lost Ed Brown. We're going to try and get him back up. You're listening to Otero Live. Terry Melton on WTPRN Live tonight, continuing on with his story and telling us what he would say had an opportunity to talk directly to local law enforcement.
Well, I think I'm indirectly talking to them because you know, if they're all plugged into this and they know what's going on, this whole Edna Wayne thing, and they're all communicating, I'm sure they're hearing exactly what I had to say and what we the people have to say, and hopefully they're taking heart, because you know, this isn't just going to affect, you know, the patriots and the tinfoil hat wearers. It's going to affect them too, you know. It's like Alex talks about them. You know, these guys think they're part of the global elite. You know, they think they're with the in crowd. and they don't see the master plan. They don't understand it. They think they're part of the, you know, the group. And you know, until these people start to come out of this groupthink and this, you know, these things like that, you know, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. And hopefully they figure it out before we have to help them figure it out.
You know, it's funny. We were down in New York City. You know, all the police down there, it was a massive police presence. And if Danny was going around asking him questions, you know, do you think 9/11 was an inside job? And I'd love to get hold of that video. I don't know what they did with his camera, but yeah.
Oh, they've got it now, I'm sure.
And you know, the cops, when they're on the record, they can't say nothing, you know. They can't show any expression. They got to, you know, do this and that. But every now and then you get a little thumbs up, you know, when nobody was looking. And especially the firemen that were walking by, you know, because 9/11 Truth, they're really supportive of the first responders and the firemen. And I remember one time while we were protesting there, they had us in our free speech zone all penned off, and a fire engine went by with all the lights on and the sirens, and everybody started cheering, and the firemen were thumbs up out the door, and they, you know, the 9/11 was an inside job banner was going there, and they could see it, and they were, obviously, these guys are with it. They understand what's going on. And unfortunately, you get some of these mindless thugs that are in these police departments. They're just like completely out of it. But you don't realize that even when you're in the police department, if you're in the union, you speak out against the mayor or you speak out against the commissioner, whoever does something wrong. All of a sudden, you're blacklisted, and
yeah.
You know, they'll take your profession away, even if you've been the most upstanding and decorated guy out there. As soon as you dare to exercise your free speech anywhere against the holy administration, boy, man, they come down on you like a ton of bricks. And they use that intimidation on these police forces.
Yeah.
They get these guys locked into these pensions, can't get out. You know, they've got no other way of making a living. And that's the control mechanism. That's how they get them all. It's just astounding, you know.
Well, it's groupthink. It's, you know, it's a bunch of buddies that were probably on the same football team and, you know, and they got history, and their dad were buddies, and they're, you know, it's all about, you know, their buddies, and less about reality and integrity and truth. You know, it becomes a place where it's all about you know, demoralizing. And
yeah, you know, and it was down there at 9/11 when the whole vigil was going on. The last person to speak was Mayor Bloomberg. You know, he got up there and did like a quick two minute speech, and then I remember Taps playing loud and clear. Just echoing through the empty canyon there that is the hole in the ground now. And then right after that, his entourage and the black limousines and the SUVs comes first ones out of there. And then I watched the poor families and the firefighters just kind of wander dazed up the ramp and then up and around back to where we were at the path station. And it was kind of pathetic. The mayor like parachuted in and got in and out. And the families were just kind of left there, you know?
Yeah, he got his
okay, we'll be back. Just hold that thought, gentlemen. Back with Quince and PA.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. We're back with Professor Globalist, and I have to tell you, Professor, there's no way you can possibly destroy our freedoms.
No, but you see, all of my plans have been executed in secret. No one will even know until it's too late.
Oh, plans like the North American Union, state-sponsored terrorism, tainted food and medicine, total dictatorship?
But how could you possibly know of our plans?
Everything I need is at BraveNewBookstore.com. Brave New Books in Austin, Texas is now online and has books and DVDs that expose all your so-called secrets.
Patriots.
I paid good money to suppress the media. This is a disaster.
Brave New Books carries over 1,000 anti-New World Order DVDs and books. They have T-shirts, bumper stickers, water filters, nutritional supplements, everything we need to fight the New World Order. What do you have to say to that, Professor?
I'd say I should go to BraveNewBookstore.com myself. I'm sure even I could learn a thing or two.
Well, I'll see you there at BraveNewBookstore.com or order toll-free 866-516-6623, BraveNewBookstore.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Online and on demand, this is We the People Radio Network.
Welcome to Tarot Live. You're listening to the We the People Radio Network. I'm proud to be a part of this network. I'm proud to be a part of Reclaim Our America. I'm proud to be a part of Restore the Republic. I'm proud to be a dad. I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be a loving human being with talent and health and goodness in my life. And I'm thankful for all of those things that God has given me. And if that's why I sit here tonight, that's why I sacrifice the time now to do what I can do to fight for what's right, for my family, for you, for your family. Quince Edens, my brother, my friend.
How are you?
I'm doing very well. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks, and my hat's off to your honored guests, and I appreciate everything they're doing. They're right in the middle of the battle. And it was great having you at the Reclaim Our America Foundation's first forum in Wellsboro, PA. It was quite thrilling to see Sherry up on stage and also to see the audience there, about 150 people. These are not just stragglers. These are independent business owners, property owners, people that had a vested interest to be there. They were invited, and they came because they'd seen Aaron Russo's film, and they were outraged. They're there to do something, to make something happen. And so basically after Sherry told her story and they got to see her face-to-face, the reality of a real human being that's in the ring, just like them, Sherry said, you've got to take that DVD, you've got to take 100 of them, and you've got to pass them out. Just give them out, and then when people come back to you and say, okay, I'm pissed off, what do I do now? Well, you sign up for Reclaim Our America. And then as we go across the state to every congressional voting district, we will start creating momentum, organized momentum. People need to be linked together in a linear strategy. And so that's where we're headed. It's a good strategy. If you go to the website, you can see it. But we need to plant these seeds so they can start out with a nut and grow into an oak tree, just a big oak tree. That's where we're headed.
Yep. Yep, it was kind of a critical mass.
Yeah. Quince, Terry was a little less optimistic than Bill and myself in regards to the numbers.
What are our choices? By the end of 2008, by the next election, the window will be closed. There will be nothing else to do, in my opinion. We have to do this. We have to
absolutely.
We have to try to address this from the moral high ground and address this in an open forum and put the cards out there. because these people are just average folks. They're newbies. They're all newbies. They've never seen
this
movie.
Nobody was threatened. We said, watch this movie. Consider the serious implications of what is being said here. Know that there are very credible, educated, motivated, good people in high positions in this country that are banding together to do something about this. And we would like, as our elected officials, to come to a town hall meeting and talk with us about this. That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Right.
And how many showed up? Terry knew. He wasn't as optimistic as Bill in his guess. He said no. He thought nobody would come. I said one person came, one elected official came.
But we knew that.
And
we knew that to begin with.
He was the county commissioner, the county commissioner from Tioga County. I can't remember his name. Do you remember? They asked me who he was so they could thank him. Do you know who it was?
Ken has all the information. I don't recall. But the
I didn't
is,
remember his name
it
either.
It doesn't matter if they show up. The point is, we know they're not going to show up. But the,
right.
citizens, the sovereigns are the important ones in this event because they get to see those open seats, all the seats with the microphones sitting there at the tables, empty, because that's their elected officials who have pledged to uphold their rights, protect their property, and obey the Constitution. Now they don't even want to talk about the issues in the movie. That gets them motivated. And that's what we're doing with Reclaim Our America, is to get people motivated. Just watching the movie, after you're done with the movie, you click on another channel. You watch a football game. You grab a beer. That's the end of it. No, we need to set a fire inside people, and that set a fire in that county, in that voting district. And we're working methodically.
Let me ask you, do you have a question for Terry or Bill, sir?
Yeah. Do you guys expect any gunfire up there anytime soon?
Oh,
I tell you, I hope not. I really hope not. I hope that there's a peaceful resolution can be had, either the case dismissed. I'm hoping that somebody comes to their senses and just realizes that this thing is just not good. It's a lose-lose for everybody. I'm just the Christian in me is just saying that the madness here has got to stop, the escalation. Yeah. And I'm hoping cooler heads prevail at some point. And it doesn't mean, by that, I don't mean Ed giving up his rights. I mean the feds waking up that this line of attack that they're pursuing is fruitless. And, I'm hoping cooler heads prevail. I really am.
Well, if I can use the goal is to interject, I think the cure to this whole thing is public awareness. And what Sam is bringing to the table is this new media, which is just a brilliant concept, but we need to fertilize that with Russo's film. You say, well, this is not in Russo's film, but it leads people to these deeper issues, and Ed Brown is right on the cutting edge of this. So when we plant these seeds with the film, it inevitably, invariably brings people to what is on the cutting edge right now, whose neck is on the block, Ed Brown. So it will bring more people's eyeballs on this and bring attention to it. And that's what we have to do. We have to bring
Quince.
Yes, sir.
And I don't mean to interrupt you. We only have 4 minutes left, and we finally got Ed and Elaine back on the line.
Please, I'll get off the line.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming back. I'm glad that you were able to get back on with us in the remaining moments. We have Raven on the line in Oklahoma for you. We do have Ed back on the line. Raven, how are you this fine evening? Do you have a question?
Oh, I'm doing great, Sam. I just wanted to thank you and We the People Network and all the other wonderful sponsors who have been out there getting this story out into the public. Because if people like you can bring this to the forefront and the people can wake up and see what's really going on, we won't have another Waco. We won't have another Ruby Ridge. This is the kind of thing that we really need, for people to understand that we have rights. And this government is trying to take these rights away from us little by little, inch by inch. And Ed and Elaine, God bless you both. I hope that everything works out for you. And, you have people out there supporting you. We may not be able to be there with you. We may not be able to, help you financially sometimes, but we do support you. That's pretty much what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Raven. Ed, are you with us? Ed, Elaine? Ed, Elaine. Terry, Bill.
I'm here.
Yep. We're here.
Okay. Well, we have Ed on the line. I see him here, and he is unmuted, and I could hear it sound like a TV or a radio playing in the background. Let me get back to that line. Ed, Elaine, are you there? They must have stepped away. Terry, we only have about 2 minutes left. Give us give us some quick parting thoughts.
Parting thoughts. These people have put their lives on the line, people like Danny Riley, Ed and Elaine, and these people, they have huge hearts, and they're true Americans, they're true patriots. We need to stand by them. We need to support them. If they're going to come after people like myself that are just a member of the media who love to use a camera and film things, who's next? We got to wake people up. We need to get this word out. We need to protect Ed and Elaine and ask more than anything else for the government to show Ed the law. When they show Ed the law, he'll pay. He'll give them the money. He'll write them a check. They refuse to do it. So it's time to take back America, and we're going to do it with the information war, and this show is one of those instruments to get that done. So
I appreciate that very much, Terry. I appreciate that. We do what we can. We're part of a growing network of talented, motivated, and very brave people, and I'm proud to be a part of that. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. God bless to you. Bill Riley, thank you so much for your courage, sir. You folks call up any time, day or night. We'll be here to break for you.
Thanks. I greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely. Ed Brown, are you with us?
It's Elaine. I'm here.
Elaine, we have 1 minute. I'm sorry that we couldn't talk more tonight. We've been having some phone trouble with you. But God bless you, my dear. Thank you for everything that you're doing for this country, for my family, for my little girl, for me, for God. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. Real quick, you got the last 40 seconds of the show. Go ahead.
Terry, this is for you. My hat's off to you for your courage. Just like Danny, you had the courage and the intelligence to disobey the orders of those crooks and to publicly say exactly what happened to you in defiance of their threats. God love you, Terry. We're thinking of you.
Elaine, please pass my thank yous over to Ed and all of our love and respect to all of your family and your friends that are taking care of you and watching over. You take care.
Thank you. Good night.
Elaine Brown, Ed Brown, Terry Melton, Danny Riley, you heard it tonight live. Boy, that's a gathering. I'm honored. This is the Tarot. We're out.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
It's time to think outside the box with your host, Alex Anzuri, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central every Saturday, right here on We the People Radio.